How do you help patients cope with or deal with the fact that they now have spread of the tumor to another part of their body?
Well, for most patients with metastatic breast cancer, this can be managed as a chronic disease, and the duration of this may be long. And that's particularly true for hormone-responsive breast cancer that's metastatic, or for patients in whom there's a long period of time before the original breast cancer and the recurrence. So there is a subset of patients who can go 10 or more years with their metastatic disease. And I've even had some longer than 10 years. And then there's the other extreme of patients with what we call the triple negative phenotype who can relapse and succumb to their cancer within a year or less.
What's the triple negative mean?
Hormone unresponsive and HER2 negative. So estrogen receptor, progesterone receptor, and HER2 negative. And this group of patients is at a higher frequency in African-American individuals. It's been described in West Africans, and it's also been described more commonly in the African-American population, where there's less of what we call this luminal A or ER and PR positive breast cancer, which behaves in a more indolent or slow fashion. So the biology of the disease is so variable that in telling a patient what's likely to happen to them, and none of us can read the future, is colored by the kind of breast cancer that that person has. So HER2-positive breast cancer can behave differently and can be targeted differently. And hopefully with time, we'll end up having targets for the so-called triple-negative breast cancer, which is currently so lethal. But hopefully we'll have agents that are targeted, which will change the natural history of that disease, just as Herceptin has changed the natural history of HER2-positive disease. And hormonal therapy has changed the natural history of hormone-positive breast cancer.